Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Hello, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. It is a Monday afternoon, getting this week underway, and it has been a busy day, to say the least.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and get the top three important things you need to know about this afternoon. Let's go ahead and start with number one, Austin.
Here's today's top three stories.
I always like setting these up for you. More high-rise construction is on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel, 215 rooms. This is over at 20 Via de Luna Drive. The hotel will be built between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium Resort. If you're a frequent visitor of the island, you know that's the big vacant lot that's been there for 15,000 years.
Yeah.
So they're going to finally do something with that. Scambia County's Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Escambia commissioners ready to sell OLF-8 for $42.5 million to Tri-W Development and Chad C. Henderson Enterprises. The agreement under consideration is for $42.5 million in the entire 540 acres of property on Nine Mile Road. The OLF-8 sale will be discussed during the Board of County Commissioner meeting Thursday at 5:30 p.m.
Okay, and here's your third story beginning today. You heard Todd Payne just a few minutes ago from Pensacola International. He was explaining this program to us. Pensacola International is implementing the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program, which is it's designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need a little additional time or understanding or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Program originated in London at the Gatwick Airport back in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide. So
here's your top local stories this hour.
Of course. Before we jump into this, it is 5:15. What does that mean? Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I'd say that counts as a local headline.
I think so.
We've got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile here. Also have some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And also have some backups still on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Now, a lot of those issues tend to give us problems this time every afternoon, but we do have some heavy congestion on both Highway 90 East and West. This is going to be as you're traveling towards Glover Lane. There was an accident reported last hour that is still causing very heavy backups at this time. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 87, low of 76, with a chance of rainfall in the latter half of your Tuesday.
5:17, News Radio 92.3. Former President Joe Biden continues to face questions over his alleged mental decline during his time in office. Former President Bill Clinton is now defending Biden, insisting that Biden was in good shape and that he never saw a cognitive decline while the 46th president was in the office. Well, Florida Republican Representative Byron Donalds, he thinks Clinton's lying and that Biden's decline was on full display both physically and mentally.
They lied to the American people. They covered up the fact that Joe Biden was not capable of doing the job, and that's why the Oversight Committee is going to investigate.
In a special celebration being planned for the late John Appleyard, who has been inducted into the Florida and Caribbean American Advertising Federation Hall of Fame, he's the first from Pensacola to receive that honor. The event will be held at Seville Quarter on June 12th at 6 p.m. It'll feature hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, and an RSVP is required.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida sheriff is pleading with the Trump administration, please, I need some more resources to help us out with this illegal immigration problem. Grinnell Scott has more.
County Sheriff Grady Judd said there's a problem with ICE detainment in Florida.
When we have more illegal aliens that we bring to them than they can handle, they're turned back into the street.
Sheriff Judd said local jails can't hold illegal migrants long-term without additional local charges. He told Fox Digital more places to hold them up to their immigration hearing day can force them to make a choice.
They're a lot quicker to waive their due process and leave than sit in lockup for months at a time, or maybe years at a time, waiting to get to court.
Sheriff Judd said the changes can be made by executive order, and he'd be willing to help the president write it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And a former congressman expected to run for governor, David Jolly, told the South Florida Sun-Sentinel on Saturday that he could formally announce this week that he's running for the Democratic nomination in 2026. He used to be a Republican, but he left the party and became independent in 2018, and he officially became a Democrat just 2 months ago.
Just looking for a home, I guess. new information on a bug here in Florida. Scientists at the University of Florida have discovered a brand new species.
The CIF, the state's high school governing sports body, changed the rules just days before the track meet to allow biological females to receive medals based on where they would have finished if a transgender athlete had not competed. They also allow biological female athletes who fell short or fell shy of qualifying for the championship behind a transgender athlete a chance to compete in the finals this weekend. The last minute rule changes came after President Donald Trump called out this situation on Truth Social as, quote, unfair and totally demeaning to women and girls. The DOJ announced a Title IX investigation into California to see if federal law was violated in this case.
And applications are due for Florida's alligator super hunt. It allows permitted hunters to bag two alligators from most managed areas and private properties with the owner's permission. However, the application period ends today. Participants do not need a hunting license but must pay for sites tags and an alligator trapping license. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines happening across your country today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Playing that little Beach Boys tune there. I'm going to have a special story in about 20 minutes on the Beach Boys.
Really?
Yep. So you'll be hearing that coming up on News Radio 92.3. It's a good story, too, so hang around for that one. The Department of Homeland Security removes a list of alleged sanctuary cities after criticism from sheriff's offices. CJ Papa has more.
The list targeted cities DHS claimed limited teamwork with federal immigration enforcement. But the president of the National Sheriff's Association said the list of alleged non-compliant sheriffs lacks transparency and accountability and was created without input from the sheriffs themselves and thereby violated the core principles of trust, cooperation, and partnership with fellow law enforcement. The association represents more than 3,000 elected sheriffs and generally supports federal immigration enforcement. Leaders of some cities publicly questioned the sanctuary label, including jurisdictions in Colorado, Massachusetts, and Southern California. The San Diego City Attorney said San Diego was on the list, but it never adopted a sanctuary policy and claimed the move appeared to be politically motivated. CJ Papa, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks rebounding from earlier losses and kicking off the new trading week and month higher after President Trump said he plans to double tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to 50% from 25%, fueling more uncertainty regarding trade policies. Shares of U.S. steel companies like Cleveland-Cliffs, Nucor, Steel Dynamics, among others, surging on the news. While shares of the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis, going in the opposite direction and falling today. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 35 points, the Nasdaq higher by 129, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Luckily, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect, but we do have those issues still on Highway 90, traveling eastbound and westbound towards Glover Lane. There was an accident reported in that area, and we're getting notifications on our map of some short road closures in that vicinity as well, causing heavy backups going both directions there, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just more of the same. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and some backups on Garson Point Bridge traveling southbound right as you get on the water heading towards Gulf Breeze. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, 71 degrees tonight is your low. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 76, with an increasing chance of showers throughout the latter half of your Tuesday.
Okay, that Garson Point information update there is kind of correct. They are doing work on the south end, but now they have FDOT work crews have returned back to the span.
Right.
And they're doing work about a quarter mile off the north end of the span on the road. So what that means is they're shutting lanes down, holding lanes for like 5 to 8 minutes. So if you're in a real hurry, you might want to reconsider going Garson, just shoot 98 and go back around through proper.
That's an important distinction. There's congestion both ways, but the worst spot, is you're traveling southbound just as you are approaching the water. It's rough.
It is. It's a real mess out there. So here's what you do. Take along a little patience with you today if you're going that way. You'll feel better about it. I promise you that. Hey, hurricane season's here, and artificial intelligence wants to keep you safe. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
New AI products are taking their cracks at predicting tropical cyclones, and even the team of federal forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are interested in what it can do for them, Center Director Michael Brennan on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We're starting to pull them in and evaluate them in our system this year, compare them to the traditional modeling we use, and see how they might be used to supplement us as part of our tool set going forward.
Storm data devised by AI could be used to calculate storm tracks, watches, and warnings. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to lift a judge's block on mass layoffs. The administration had appealed a judge's previous block, which lasted about 2 weeks, but a new injunction issued on May 22nd lasts indefinitely. Judges ruled that Congress must authorize any large-scale reductions in force, while the Trump administration says the case rests on an indefensible premise that Congress must provide authorization.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. President Trump wants money earmarked for Harvard to go to trade schools. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Trump administration is freezing billions of dollars in federal research grants to Harvard, and the president says he has a plan where to send that funding.
I'd like to see a lot of money going into trade schools. I've always felt that, and we probably found our pot of gold, and that's what's been wasted at places like Harvard, and the money's been wasted.
Harvard has emerged as a top target for President Trump, who claims the school is not doing enough to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism. The school is suing the administration over canceling grants and revoking its ability to enroll foreign students. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is among lawmakers raising alarm bells over President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Jeffries was in attendance at a rally in Brooklyn Sunday alongside New York Governor Kathy Hochul to detail concerns about what will happen if the U.S. Senate passes the act. Jeffries and others warn it would impact federal funding to Medicaid, causing many to lose their health insurance.
All right, 527, News Radio 92.3. So you're vacationing in Italy, and you want to go see Mount Etna. So you're up there walking on the side of the mountain. Guess what? The darn thing erupts on you. So it's got a lot of folks in despair as the eruption is taking in some real concern. Chris Foster has more from Italy.
There were tourists on Mount Etna when it erupted. Running for their lives, the volcano shoots a cloud of smoke and ash into the air. Italy's Volcano Monitoring Agency reported a lava fountain, not a threat to the population farther down on the slopes. Some flights were diverted to other airports. Mount Etna is one of the most active volcanoes in the world, on the east coast of Sicily between the cities of Messina and Catania. Eruptions have been recorded going back at least 2,700 years. Records from 1669 report a weeks-long eruption, killing nearly 20,000 people with thousands made homeless. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Millions of Americans are using AI with no national regulations in place to protect them against out-of-control technology. But now Congress wants to prevent states from creating their own rules.
Tucked away in the president's big, beautiful bill, at least the House's version, there is this 10-year ban on states stopping them from passing their own AI laws or enforcing any that they've already passed. AI is moving so fast, faster than the speed of light, and it's being used everywhere. Self-driving cars, copying a musician's voice. That's why governments around the world are regulating this tech, but the U.S. is just not there yet. Congress is moving extremely slow, and Democrats are blasting this ban, saying the lack of rules could lead to an out-of-control big tech that would then put Americans, you at home, your data, your privacy at risk. House Republicans, though, say that the goal here is to prevent a patchwork of laws and give Congress a little bit more time to pass federal regulations.
Okay, Wahoos posted a much-needed win Sunday afternoon down in Montgomery 6-2. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, Austin and I will dive into sports. That's right. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. Federal authorities in Boulder, Colorado, announcing charges against a 45-year-old Mohammed Soleiman after they say firebombed a group of people gathered in solidarity with Israeli hostages. They say he used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails, injuring at least 12 people. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty says the suspect faces 16 counts in total.
8 of those counts are for attempted murder with intent and after deliberation. The other 8 counts are attempted murder with extreme indifference.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this attack occurred on a religious holiday.
It was an elderly group of people peacefully calling for the release of hostages held by Hamas, brutally attacked on the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, which celebrates God giving the Torah to the Jewish people.
The FBI says 16 unused Molotov cocktails were found at the scene. America's listening to Fox News.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and spend the summer in the sand relaxing and enjoying the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the new Cahoots. This acoustic duo from Pensacola, formed by songwriters Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank, will take the stage and they'll blend the sound of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. It's Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent quite a bit of time talking about the Rafferty Center, the Southern Youth Sports Association facility, built with private money to help them expand their basketball and other sports services to underprivileged kids, and the cost to the city, a little bit of maintenance. And why were some people opposed to this? Has Florida really turned the corner on home insurance rates? We talked about that a little bit with Jimmy Petronis. And the former aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, is being dismantled in Mobile. Catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, more high-rise construction on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel with 215 rooms at 20 Via de Luna Drive. The hotel will be built between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium Resort. Escambia County's Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
Okay, story number two. Escambia commissioners are ready to sell OLF-8 for $42.5 million to Tri-W Development and Chad Henderson Enterprises. The agreement under consideration is for the full amount, $42.5 million, and the entire 540 acres of property on 9 Mile Road. The OLF-8 sale will be discussed during the BOCC meeting Thursday at 5:30.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Beginning today, Pensacola International is implementing the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program, which is designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need additional time, understanding, or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Program originated at London's Gatwick Airport in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And Maya Stark is the latest from Sweden to take a U.S. Women's Open title.
You join two great Swedes, Liselotte Newman and Annika Sörenstam, as the only two previous Swedes to win the U.S. Women's Open.
I mean, it feels so surreal, and it felt like it was so far away just a couple of weeks ago. And just last week, my confidence was so low, and then I had a special friend tell me that you need to be confident, you need to trust yourself.
Maya Stark won the U.S. Women's Open by two strokes Sunday on NBC, sixth time a Swede has won a major tournament. First time at the U.S. Women's Open since three-time tournament winner Annika Sörenstam was the champ in 2006. Stark, the first Swede to win a major since 2021 when Anna Nordqvist won the Women's British Open. World number one ranked Scottie Scheffler picked up his third tour victory since May 2nd. Scheffler won the Memorial for the second year in a row. Scheffler has as many wins since May 2nd as the Colorado Rockies.
Put it in the books. Diaz dots a 99-mile-an-hour fastball over the outside corner, and the Mets have swept this three-game series from the Colorado Rockies.
On WHSQ in New York, the Rockies have now been swept in 10 of the 20 series they've played this season. This ties a major league record. The Rockies have 9 wins and 50 losses. No team in the 20th or 21st centuries lost 50 so quickly in a season. WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty both won games Sunday to improve their league best records to 7-0. The Liberty scored the second largest blowout win in WNBA history with a 100-52 victory over the Connecticut Sun. The NBA Finals start Thursday in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Men's College World Series wraps up regionals today. Miami got blown out by Southern Miss in the Hattiesburg Regional, and they will have to get revenge tonight to advance. I believe that game gets underway at 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, Florida State moved on to Super Regionals after rallying against Mississippi State yesterday, and Florida got eliminated by East Carolina.
Boy, they got blown out in early rounds, didn't they?
Yeah. This is just regionals. We're just getting started
here. Right. Gotcha. Second half of the NASCAR season started with a race under the lights in Nashville on Sunday. Tim McMaster has a recap.
Having qualified on the front row, Denny Hamlin decided to race Sunday despite his wife being due with the couple's third child. He won stage one and led 79 laps, but ended up settling for third.
Ryan Blaney is the man in Music City.
Courtesy Amazon Prime, Ryan Blaney was there at the end, notching his first win of the year to qualify for the playoffs. The final 102 laps of the race were run caution-free. 22-year-old Carson Hocevar was second. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And Philadelphia Eagles star running back Saquon Barkley will grace the cover of Madden NFL 26. Barkley is shown doing one of his famous hurdles over an opponent on the cover of the latest edition of the popular video game series. He won his first Super Bowl with the Eagles and came within 101 yards of breaking Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record. Madden NFL 26 will hit shelves August 14th.
Protests continue in California after a trans woman took home gold in two events at the California High School Girls Track and Field Championships. Jonathan Hunt has more from that race.
More than 1,500 students competed over 2 days, but the spotlight was firmly on 16-year-old transgender athlete A.B. Hernandez, whose participation had sparked the president's anger and drew a few dozen protesters to the event in Central California. A.B. Hernandez ultimately placed first in both the high jump and triple jump, but in each case, under new California Interscholastic Federation rules introduced for the championship, the athlete who placed second was promoted to join first alongside Hernandez, and the podium was shared, and none of the girls who competed against Hernandez appeared to stage any sort of protest.
And the host and co-creator of ESPN's Sports Science is dead at the age of just 54. According to an announcement made on his X account, John Brinkus died after a battle with depression on Saturday. The Emmy Award-winning host opened up about his depression and suicide attempt back in January of 2023 and credited his dog Zeppelin with pulling him out of his suicidal funk. Brinkus' family is requesting privacy at this time and encourages anyone who is struggling with depression to seek help.
540, 20 away from 6 News Radio 92.3. Thousands of people partaking in a charity event to honor the life of late hockey players John and Matthew Goudreau. Jerry Max is reporting on the story this afternoon.
Just over 10 months since NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed by an alleged drunk driver while they were riding bicycles. The first Gaudreau family 5K run walk was held Sunday in Sewell, New Jersey to raise funds for a playground for kids with disabilities at a school where members of the Gaudreau family worked.
This playground that they're building through the proceeds from this will impact generations to come at Archbishop Damiano. And I know that John and Maddie really loved kids and were personally involved in the school as well. So I think it really gives their family, I don't want to say peace necessarily, but gives them some comfort that, we can still continue to do things that they would have done and do it in their honor.
Jillian Contra with Fox 29 in Philadelphia. She helped organize the 5K. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Since May, Scottie Scheffler has been red hot, winning 3 tournaments, and one of those tournaments was the PGA Championship, which gave him his 3rd career major victory. Scheffler, in a little over 2 weeks, turns 29, and right before his birthday, he'll tee it up at the U.S. Open. And with him halfway to the career Grand Slam, the questions will start if he can knock out the 3rd leg of the career Grand Slam in June, and then go on to complete it all before the end of the summer at the Open Championship in July. My ultimate guess, he'll win one more major championship this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Here's to
today's health news.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is taking aim at what he calls an autism epidemic, citing a regulation from former President Obama finalized under former President Biden. Alexandria Hoff is in Washington with more.
This is about the home and community-based settings rule. Families tell me it was well-intentioned, a way to try to shift away from institutional care to community-based support for those who can't live alone. In a statement from March of 2023, CMS announced it protects individuals' autonomy to make choices to control the decisions in their lives. So it effectively mandates states to require group home settings to not lock doors, give residents full access to food and cleaning supplies, things like that. Well, it sounds good, except for people with severe or profound autism simply cannot survive those freedoms. So largely, group homes cannot accept them.
And rising cases of drug-induced liver injury are raising concerns among health experts. According to a study published in Toxicology Reports, DILI is a significant cause of acute liver failure, and it affects about 20% of those who are prescribed medications. Experts warned that herbal products, dietary supplements, and medications can trigger liver injury, especially in individuals with pre-existing liver conditions, nutritional deficiencies, or those who are pregnant.
Good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Listen, if you're a man, health experts want you to go see a doctor this month. Lisa Brady explains why.
This is House Call for Health. June is Men's Health Month. The Indiana Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute says men are less likely than women to get medical help. Around 60% get routine checkups, waiting for symptoms to become bad before seeking help. The institute identifying several critical key health issues men face. First is heart disease, then there's prostate cancer, mental health, and suicide remains a leading cause of death for younger men. The institute says you can participate in Men's Health Month by scheduling regular checkups, promoting healthy lifestyles, raising awareness, and supporting mental health initiatives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, let's shift from men to women. A study found mothers are having trouble with their mental health. Alexandria Hoff has the details.
The moms are not all right. A new study from JAMA shows a shocking decline in the mental health of mothers. They studied nearly 200,000 mothers with children under 18 and found as of 2023, 1 in 12 rated their mental health as fair or poor. Additionally, only a quarter of moms say their mental health is excellent. That's down from 38% in 2016. Researchers didn't look into the reasons why mothers are struggling, but experts point to a number of theories, including limited access to mental health care, social isolation, and a rise in substance use disorders, along with stressors like lack of access to child care and overall financial strain. While it can be difficult to balance it all, experts say prioritizing mental health is important because it can have a trickle-down effect on the development of kids.
5:45. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Austin is in, taking a look at the weather and traffic together.
Yes, we do have some backups on Highway 90 still if you are traveling eastbound or westbound towards Glover Lane, so be on the lookout for that. Honestly, at this point, I would just avoid that area altogether if you could. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And last notable spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 87, low of 76, but in the latter half of your Tuesday, we will see some creepingly increasing rainfall chances.
Yeah, it's a chance at that. Parts of the plains and west are likely to see rising temps. Nice local snapshot. This is your national view. Adam Klotz tells us more in your Fox weather forecast.
High pressure bringing dangerous heat across the western southern plains. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in parts of California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. Excessive heat warnings are in effect. Farther north, a frontal system is pushing through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, which will bring showers and thunderstorms today, some of which could turn severe. Damaging winds and hail are the main threats. In the southeast, lingering moisture will keep a risk of pop-up thunderstorms high, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours. Meanwhile, in the northeast, the Mid-Atlantic will enjoy relatively mild conditions with highs in the 70s and low 80s under partly cloudy skies. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Private equity firm Roark Capital has bought a majority stake in Dave's Hot Chicken, the company announced today. Financial terms were not disclosed. Since its founding in Los Angeles in a parking lot in 2017, the fast-growing chicken chain has expanded to more than 300 locations by franchising. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are likely to speak this week. The talk follows a series of events that are elevating tensions between Washington and Beijing that threaten a tentative trade agreement. Shares of Applied Digital rose more than 40% after the company said it signed two long-term lease agreements with CoreWeave for AI data centers. Stocks were higher today with the Dow up 35, the S&P 500 gained 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by 128 points. Crude oil futures for July are above $63 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, a car market reset could be coming to a dealer near you. Jeff Manasso has the details.
After booming auto sales in March and April, Cox Automotive says that May sales were flat in what experts say could be the beginning of the 2025 car market reset that Americans willing to pay really expensive auto prices have already made their purchases, and that this summer and fall might end up being a car buyer's market. Look for lower prices, better incentives, and perhaps dealers more willing to deal to move metal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And hundreds of CVS pharmacies are closing this year. The national drugstore chain confirmed a closure of 270 stores as part of an ongoing effort to realign the company's retail footprint. News of the closures were first announced in October of 2024. The company also said it planned to open nearly 30 CVS pharmacy locations this year, and it previously shared plans to open smaller format stores in select communities.
Yeah, listen to that story that we were talking about with the interest rates, things like that. Mortgage rates are holding steady this afternoon, still slightly below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.95%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.21%. JetBlue has a new partner, but is ruling out a closer relationship. Jenny Casola has the story.
JetBlue Airways says its partnership with the United Airlines will not lead to a merger. Last week, the two companies revealed a collaboration called the Blue Sky Initiative. It will allow travelers to book flights on both airlines' websites and allows travelers to collect and use points on either frequent flyer program. JetBlue CEO Joanna Garrity tells Reuters her airline has spent a lot of time with the Justice Department over the past 5 years, and the airline is playing it safe. JetBlue's proposed merger with Spirit Airlines was blocked by a federal judge last year. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
And Disney's laying off several hundred of its employees. That's according to Deadline, which reported most of the layoffs are across divisions of Disney Entertainment, with corporate financial operations also being impacted. This is the fourth round of layoffs by the media giant in the past 10 months. Just under 200 employees from ABC News Group and Disney's Entertainment Networks were let go in early March, and the layoffs are part of an ongoing cost-cutting process.
You know, I was hoping one of our texters could help me out here about the little lady from Wendy's who used to do Where's the Beef?
Right.
That thing. I could not remember her name. The reason I'm doing this story is because the theme is, and we're going to frame it around, Where's the Beef? A new burger themed around President Trump is growing in Texas.
My goodness.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Sue Guzman has the story.
The restaurant chain Trump Burger features burgers branded with the president's name, American flags, even red, white, and blue colored drinks. The menu includes the classic Trump burger, 8 ounces of Angus beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, onions, and tomato, and a special sauce. And then there's the Trump Tower. That features 16 ounces of Angus beef with all the toppings. There's also a First Lady chicken sandwich and even a Biden burger. Trump Burger currently has 4 locations, including Belleville and Houston. The store is also offering Trump-related merchandise for diners to purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
551 News Radio 92.3, 9 minutes away from 6 o'clock. While we're on the subject of President Trump, his America First agenda is now taking aim at the lumber industry as business groups are at odds on how to protect lumber interest as the housing market slows down. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
This is a decades-long dispute between Canada and the U.S. and where we get our lumber from. And this is important because right now there's a 14.5% duty on the lumber that we import from Canada. But as of right now, there is no reciprocal tariff on that wood. Industry groups that were bracing for a potential tariff that would increase the overall duty on Canadian lumber to 35% later this year. And here at Acme Lumber, owner John Kalibich tells me prices are steady. He's able to keep them flat thanks to wood pricing, but but also a soft housing market. And contractors are telling him that demand for small repair work and also big ticket projects are both on the decline.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds, now featuring cotton dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Attention men! Coastline Products is looking for 100 men to try our powerful new topical formula for male enhancement. So far, the feedback has been amazing. With Knox 47, it's male performance on demand that works in 47 seconds or less, satisfaction guaranteed. For the first 100 men, we're giving away a free bottle, totally discreet. Just looking for feedback. Call now to get your free bottle.
Call 800-417-0390. That's 800-417-0390. 800-417-0390.
Again, Coastline Products is looking for 100 men to try our powerful new topical formula for male enhancement. So far, the feedback has been amazing. With Knox 47, it's male performance on demand that works in 47 seconds or less, satisfaction guaranteed. For the first 100 men, we're giving away a free bottle, totally discreet. Just looking for feedback. Call now to get your free bottle.
Call 800-417-0390. That's 800-417-0390. 800-417-0390.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.555 News Radio 92.3 Bay City Rollers. You know who that band is.
Yeah, well, dug deep for that one.
Great track. Great
track. I love that song.
Oh, it was a great track. 555, like I said. You know what that means? By golly. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, sliding in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, not too much going on. That's typically how it is this time every afternoon. If you're dealing with backups in most places, they shouldn't hold you up for much longer. Do have some issues still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, especially right as you're traveling southbound on Garson Point Bridge, right as you're getting over the water, we do have a wave of congestion lingering there a little bit. And the worst spot, as it has been throughout the entire show this afternoon, Highway 90, traveling eastbound and westbound towards Glover Lane in Milton. There was an accident there, and there's still some lingering road closures causing some backups over there. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 87 and a low of 76, with increasing chances of showers throughout the latter half of your Tuesday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
News Radio 92.3. If you remember, let's kind of backtrack and rewind. About 25 minutes ago, I said to you, hey, I've got a story of the Beach Boys. Remember that?
You did say that.
I do have it.
I can attest he said it.
I do have one of those. One of the Beach Boys has more solo music in them. Michelle Polino has that story.
Stopped along the way.
Al Jardine is bringing summer back the only way he knows, with the sound reminiscent of his band. The Beach Boys vet just dropped a surprise digital EP, Islands in the Sun, his first solo release since 2010. The title track, a Calypso-inspired tune, features Jardine, his son Matt, fellow Beach Boy Bruce Johnston, and a children's choir capturing the vibe of classics like Kokomo. With Brian Wilson now retired, the 82-year-old is the frontman for the band, currently on tour. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actor Jonathan Joss is dead at the age of 59. According to the San Antonio Police Department, he was fatally shot by his neighbor yesterday after they reportedly got into a heated argument. The gunman shot Joss several times and fled the scene, but was arrested by police near the area. He was known for playing the role of John Redcorn on the animated series King of the Hill.
I know that. Really?
Yes.
That's shocking. I mean,
yeah. Okay. Very upsetting news there.
All right. Something big is coming for fans of shows streaming on Netflix. Lillian Wu has that story.
There were some big reveals at Netflix. Tudum 2025, the event named after the audio cue. It took place in Los Angeles and featured live performances from stars like Lady Gaga, who's set to make a cameo appearance on season 2 of Netflix's Wednesday as a legendary Nevermore teacher. The Grammy winner emerging from a coffin to perform Abracadabra, Zombie Boy, and Bloody Mary. Other highlights of the event, the official trailers for the final season of Squid Game, which starts streaming June 27th, and for Stranger Things, which is being released in three parts. Part one of its final season debuts November 26th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is out now. The film is the third in the franchise and will be the conclusion to the story that started as a TV series in 2010. It will follow Lady Mary as she takes part in London's high society. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters on September 12th.
Okay, the sexual assault trial of hip-hop mogul Shawty Diddy Combs continues during its 18th day as one of his ex-assistants, Mia, takes the stand. CB Cotton is in New York City with the details.
Prosecutors accused the defense team of using sarcasm and humiliation to try to suggest to jurors that she, Mia, may have exaggerated parts of her testimony when detailing her 8 years of work for the disgraced media mogul. Mia described the job as all-consuming with threats of violence, sleep deprivation, and repeated sexual abuse from the rapper. Defense attorneys pressed her on why she waited to speak out. Mia told them she was, quote, terrified and brainwashed. The defense team has also tried to knock her credibility, showing jurors dozens of photos, text, and social media posts where she posed with, praised, or expressed love towards Diddy.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, Representative Michelle Saltzman, in partnership with local, state, and federal officials, hosting an in-person mobile office hours event to assist with casework issues. That event is scheduled in Brentwood, June 13th, at 5045 North Palafox Street. The office hours offer constituents who do not live close to one of the district offices a more convenient way to receive county, state, and federal casework assistance. So there you go. Take advantage of that. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.